The fact that students are using AI is significant, but that's not the real concern. What's more problematic is that students might not be using AI critically. Just as they did with Google, now they are turning to AI without fully understanding its strengths, its weaknesses, and its limitations. To put this into context, there was a study at Rutgers University which looked at the impact of homework on final exam results over an 11-year period starting in 2008. And by homework, we mean practice problem sessions or quizzes. And they found that homework improved test grades for most students in 2008. However, if you fast forward to 2017, and the number of students benefiting from homework dropped to just 45%. And what changed? The internet. Students used the internet to help them with practice homework, so they got good homework scores, but poorer exam results. And now we've got AI playing a similar role. In a recent study conducted in a Turkish school, students who used GPT-4 for homework saw their grades shoot up, but their overall learning declined. So again, when access is subsequently taken away, students actually perform worse than those who never had access. But students don't actually realize that getting help from homework with homework is undermining their learning. They are getting advice and answers from the AI that help them solve problems, so it feels like fluency to them. So AI in this context acted as a crutch, not a tool for deeper learning.